for me to figure out. I paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell.
Got a good show lined up for you today. I've got a guest coming on. We're going to talk about freedom, privacy, and the courts today with Joe Saladino. But, of course, before I get into that, I've got to go into my announcements. And as we all know, for a free copy of Freedom to Fascism, you want to email freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. Send it in, you get a free copy of Freedom to Fascism. Watch it, bone up on it, give it to somebody you don't know. You got to promise me that you're going to do that, guys, because we need to get the word out. We need to educate people and get them to wake up in case they are ever called to jury duty on a tax trial. They can vote not guilty. Okay, a quick announcement on the, well, first of all, I want to remind you guys about the gas out on the 15th of May. You don't want to buy any gas whatsoever, so make sure your tanks are full. Now, remember, we're still boycotting Exxon and Mobil. We don't want to buy any petrol at all at Exxon and Mobil. So hope you're all doing that. I'm certainly doing that. Make sure your tank is full on the 15th. I want to go into a quick blurb on this hate crimes legislation. Just got a little note here from Ted Pike today that basically says, and hold on a second, I'm getting to it. The title of it is, The Senate Will Not Vote on the Hate Bill This Week. Now, I'm not going to read the whole article to you, but I am going to read a couple of paragraphs because it's kind of exciting, really. It says, as a possible sign that Senate Democrats may be increasingly uneasy about the certainty of passage of S 1105, I was told that pro-hate bill leadership may now consider submitting the bill as a rider on a large, easy-to-pass legislation. The final markup and exit from judiciary is expected at the beginning of next week. Incredibly, no hearings on S 1105 have been held or are scheduled in the judiciary. The delay, now listen to this, listen closely, folks, the delay of S 1105 is a godsend to all who love freedom. It allows precious days to continue to bombard Senate members with calls, emails, and letters and faxes. Callers report to the National Prayer Network that Senate, listen, I'm going to read this again. Didn't read it right the first time anyway, but let's, callers report to the National Prayer Network that Senate receptionists say opposition to S 1105 is now, quote, very heavy. And you know why it's very heavy, guys? Because you've been doing your job. But I want you to keep it up, okay? Because they're not going to vote on it this week. We need to keep lambasting these senators and calling the president's direct line at the White House, thanking him for not voting on it. But it's working here, guys. I'm very excited about this, by the way, and I really congratulate all you guys out there that are picking up the phone and helping. It says, our continued communication throughout next week are vital only to defeat the hate bill. Just as importantly, just as importantly, must reassure the president that if the Senate passes this legislation, a powerful block of passionate Americans solidly support no compromise with hate bill forces and a solid veto. Keep up the good fight. Hey, I'm proud of you guys, but again, we got to continue to do this. Let me give you out the numbers again. For the Senate, it's 1-877-851-6437. Again, that's 1-877-851-6437. 202-225-3121. Again, that's 202-225-2131. When we get back, I'll continue. I've got a little bit more to go through, and then I'll go to my guests. So this is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org. See you in three.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners out there. If you reside in Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, California, or Utah, we can help you with financing the purchase of a new home or refinancing your existing mortgage. We now have a wide array of lenders for your purchase or refinancing needs. If you are looking for a cash-out refinance from an adjustable to a fixed-rate loan, paying down credit card debt, consolidating installment or other debt, or been wanting to invest in the safe haven of gold in the silver market but you've been sitting on the fence waiting for the right time, whatever your reason, give RBN a call and ask to talk to our mortgage professional. He can help you find a plan that fits your needs while he walks you through the process very simply and easily. You couldn't choose a better time to pay down debt or purchase gold and silver. And not only do you accomplish your goal, but you also help to support RBN in continuing to voice the truth. Don't wait any longer. Call us now at 1-800-724-2719. Again, that's 1-800-724-2719.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I want to continue with this on this hate crimes legislation, guys. This is working, and I am firm, I am confident, and I'm excited that Bush is going to veto this. But also now it looks like the Senate receptionist saying that the opposition to 1105 is very, very heavy. And I want to thank you guys because I know you're out there doing your job, but we've got to keep it up. Let me give you those numbers out again for the Senate. It's 1-877-851-6437 and 202-225-3121. And, of course, as much as it might gag you to do so, you want to call the White House as well and thank George Bush at 202-456-1111. Again, that's 202-456-1111. And leave this message, quote, "Thank you, Mr. President, for promising to veto the hate bill. I expect you also to reject any modified hate crimes legislation." And there you go. So we'll keep you right up the top on that and see what happens. But I have a feeling I know what's going to happen, thanks to you guys. Okay, moving right along, let me remind everybody, we're still on a pledge drive. Got some back bills that we've got to get caught up, and I want to thank the people. I'm going to read them off here that have contributed. But we're not out of the woods yet. We've got some really, really exciting things going on in the works, and we're working feverishly to get those together. But in the meantime, we've got some things that we have to catch up on. So if you haven't already, remember I mentioned to you yesterday, you know how good you feel after you've written that check or sent your money order or you've gone on PayPal and you've made your contribution? It makes you feel good. All of those that are sitting there that still haven't donated, you don't feel good. You feel a little bit guilty. Okay, because I know I was in that position too. When I don't donate, I feel guilty. So reach down, take what you can take, okay, and send it in. Go into RBN, republicbroadcasting.org, click on PayPal and make a donation. For those of you out there that can afford $100, send it. $50, send it. Those business owners out there that can afford to write a check for $1,000, $2,000, $5,000, send it. It'll make you feel good. And speaking of that, I want to commend my friend Bobby. Bobby's the fellow that you send the email to get the Freedom to Fascism. Bobby sent us a check for $2,000. We received it today, and again, I want to thank you. There's a patriot. Now, we're always talking about more boots on the ground here, folks, okay? Bobby's got about 20 boots on the ground just in himself because he's working feverishly sending out these Freedom to Fascism copies to everybody that sends them in, and guess what? That's his dime, folks. He's doing this because he's a patriot. He's doing this. He's doing his part to make sure that the word gets out and that we wake people up. Okay, so you know, take after Bobby. I mean, send in what you can send in. Get up and go talk to somebody. Get a copy of Freedom to Fascism. Pass it out to your friends. Have a party. Play it on a DVD, you know. Have them over for dinner, whatever. But let's wake these people up. So anyway, I'm going to list these people for you now. Dan in New Mexico, $10. Thank you, Dan. Jeffrey in Florida, $100. Thank you, Jeffrey. Francis in New York, $100. Thank you, Francis. Stephen in Montana, $100. Thank you, Stephen. Charlene in Missouri, $25. Thank you, Charlene. Adam in Utah, $15. Thank you, Adam. Bobby, $2,000. Thank you, Bobby. Ken doesn't say where he's from, $100. Barton, $20 in Idaho. John in Wisconsin, $50. Gary in North Carolina, $40. Paul in New York, $50. John in Texas, $20. William in Arkansas, $10. We're making strides here, folks, okay? And you know, if you continue to do what you've been doing, we're starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. All of us want Republic Broadcasting Network to keep putting out valuable information for people. And the way it's going to happen is for you to dig down, give us what you can give us, and keep us up and running. We're still waiting on an insurance settlement that's going to pay up some of these back bills. But you know what? You still have these daily bills that need to be met. So we're starting to catch up a little bit, but we still have a long way to go. So again, I ask you, please, dig down, give what you can give. And if you're a business owner that can afford it, give $1,000 or $2,000. By the way, none of this comes to me, folks. Okay, I don't get anything out of this. The only thing I get is the satisfaction of knowing that this broadcasting network is continually up and running, and I can bring good, valuable information and great guests to you on the network, along with all of these other hosts. So I can't emphasize enough. And I know it sounds like we're barking at you, but and we will. What's this? my board op saying, dig through your furniture for change. Hey, and you know what? That's a good idea. Dig through your furniture for change. Go into the back seat under your car and look for your spare change. If you got one of those change jars that you fill up like I do, and you know, you're trying to figure out what to do with it, go down to your local, I think they've got a machine at the grocery store, don't they, where you can go cash that in, get a money order or whatever, and send it into RBN. Believe me, it'll make you feel good. Because you know you're doing something to get the word out to your fellow Americans. And by golly, I'm telling you right now, we need to get the word out to some of these people, or a lot of these people. It never ceases to amaze me how I can go out and talk to somebody about these issues, and their eyes just glaze over because they don't have a clue. You talk to somebody about the hate crimes legislation, they don't have a clue. You talk about Dennis Kucinich's bill for banning all guns, they don't have a clue, because none of this is put on the mainstream news. But on the bright side, people are starting to realize that, you know, you remember how everybody used to think that, well, if I didn't see it on ABC News, then it must not be true. That was pretty much the mindset of people a few years ago. But that's slowly starting to turn. And you know how I gauge that? I gauge that by the number of times that a newspaper calls me up on the telephone and solicits me for my business. Their subscriptions are falling so fast because they don't report anything of value anymore. and they don't get it. So they hire these solicitors to call up and say, well, you know, we'll give you this deal or that deal if you subscribe to our paper. And I tell every one of them the same thing. When your paper starts telling the truth about what's really going on in the world, at that point I might consider subscribing. But until such time as that happens, don't call me back. And the American public is starting to get it. They're starting to get the idea that something is wrong. And the closer, well, the more they find that something is wrong, and the more they find that there's this pit in their gut that's saying something isn't right here, the more they open their mind up to whatever it is you have to say. But remember, it's like planting a seed, and that's why I say freedom to fascism is planting the seed. You plant the seed with them, or with freedom to fascism, it opens their mind enough to realize that the government is lying to them about taxes, so maybe they're lying to them about something else as well. That's what opens them up to be objective and listen to you. That's why I say have a party. Have a barbecue. Summertime is coming. Have a barbecue, okay? Invite these people over. Have a party. Send them, you know, have a DVD and then have a question and answer period after the fact. You guys that have, you know, you patriots out there that have seen this movie 2, 3, 4, 5 times, you should be by now pretty proficient at it. And you would be the one to stand up in the middle of the group and have a question and answer. I know there's a number of people out there that actually rent out movie theaters and play it. Now, that's not a cheap thing to do, okay? But people have enough of a value for the republic and regaining that republic to spend the money to hire a theater and put people in there to wake them up. Now, you don't have to do that, but you do have a home with a living room with, you know, chairs and a couple of couches or whatever. You have enough room to have 7-8 people over for dinner and do that. Okay, is my guest up yet? So much about that. You guys are probably getting tired of this, and we're wearing you out with it, but we're not going to stop until we get these bills current. So, or until you've donated, because every time I talk about it, you're going to feel guilty until you reach down and send something in. And that's the idea, okay? It's going to help you because you're going to feel better, and it's going to help us because it's going to get these bills paid. Hold on just a second. I think, let's see if I got my guest. Have I got my guest up? Okay. He'll be up in just a minute. My guest is Joe Saladino. As I said before, we are going to talk today about freedom, privacy, and the courts. Those of you who have listened to my show for any length of time know that I've had guests on here that have had complaints about the court system and what kind of adventures they've been drugged through and how much money it has cost them and what kind of situations they've gotten themselves into by getting, you know, sucked into the system, if you will. Elizabeth Baumgardner is a prime example of spending 522 days out of the last 5 years in prison for doing nothing more than standing up in a city council meeting and declaring that the judge and the prosecutor, or excuse me, I think, believe it was the prosecutor, but the judge was doing some corruption as well. The prosecutor was committing fraud. And because of that, she's been drugged through a system with the good old boys who have dragged her through just a nightmare over the last 5 years. And that's just one example. I have several examples of people who have been drugged through this system. And it's because this guest that I've got coming up, it is because they do not know how to properly address the court system. And with that, hold on a second. Let me see. Is he up on the line yet? Okay, we got him on the line. Without further ado, then, I'm going to go to my guest, Joe Saladino, and he's going to talk to us about freedom, privacy, the courts, and maybe some remedies. So without further ado, let's go to Joe Saladino. Joe, are you with me?
Yeah, I am. I'm not sure whether you want me on the Skype or on the phone.
Well, you sound good wherever you are.
Okay, because I got both going, need to get rid of one of them.
Okay, well, he's on Skype, Marcus? He's on Skype? Okay, get rid of the phone then.
Okay, got it.
All right.
Okay. Okay, great. I'm sorry for the little technical difficulty.
Well, that's okay, but I'll tell you what, we're going to go to a break right now, all right?
Okay.
All right, and we'll be back in 3, but hold on the line there, Joe, and we'll come back to you. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, with my special guest, Joe Saladino. We'll see you in 3 at republicbroadcasting.org. Stick with us.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And my guest, Joe Saladino, is on the line here. He has a website. It's freedomcommittee.com. And we're going to talk today about freedom, privacy, and the courts. And you're with me, right, Joe?
I'm with you.
Okay, buddy. Well, let's get started here. Let's talk about maybe the possibility of some remedies for some of these people that get caught up in this system. Where do you want to begin?
Well, maybe we should lay a little bit of foundation first before we start getting to remedies.
Okay, that's fine.
That?
Yeah,
All right. Very good. Just to tell you a little bit for a couple of minutes here about what we're about. Our goal and our mission, we're ministry, and our goal and our mission is to teach people about the concepts of law.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say law, I'm not talking about statutes. I'm not talking about the code. I'm talking about natural law, international law, which is really based on natural law, and those principles. And once people understand the principles of law, then many other things really become clear. Okay.
Oh, you're not broadcasting out in the wind somewhere, are you, Joe? It sounds like there's a wind going on somewhere. Yeah, you're in your home, right?
I am.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Go ahead. I'm getting some kind of a feedback. Sounds like wind in here. Go ahead.
Yeah, we have problems with our technology here, and I think it's from outside sources who don't like pretty much what we say.
Okay, so, well that's fine. We'll just bear with it. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. At any rate, the issue that we are trying to get to the people is an understanding of the law, and over the last couple hundred years, our country has really been dumbed down in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
We don't teach law very much anymore, if any. If you want to learn law, you have to go to law school, and then what you learn there is really not principles of law. You learn how to push papers around and that kind of thing. You do learn some principles of law, but it's not as it was, say, 100 years ago. And so Americans, it's our belief that we really need to understand, if we're going to really understand the author of law, which is God, and understand who he is and how he operates, we need to understand law. Because once you understand law, all of the rest of the stuff begins to make sense. Plan of salvation, anything else related to dealing with God begins to make sense because he operates under the principles of law.
Okay.
Now, I understand we're going to take a break here in a couple of minutes.
You got a couple of minutes.
Okay. So at any rate, that's what we're attempting to do. We want to get people to understand that law. We want them to come to face-to-face with the realities of what law are. For example, you cannot force somebody to do something unless you give them a remedy. They're basic principles of law that have been around for thousands of years. You can't take an action against somebody unless you give them notice. Those are basic principles of law, and when we come back from the break, I'll need to take a few more minutes to explain it, but I'll give some examples from Scripture, for example, as to how those principles of law God operates under. He actually works in conjunction with the principles of law. Once you understand that, and the whole reason for law, then you begin to understand as to how you can interface with God even more closely and more intimately.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, the reason, the whole basis of law is that you're not at the whim of people. You're not at the whim of a dictator. A dictator doesn't operate under law, generally, not within his own country. However, when he works internationally with other countries, he now has to abide by the principles of law. Okay. So the idea here is that we want to be under law because under law you can predict what the outcome will be. You understand principles of law. Once you understand those principles of law, you can predict what the outcome will be.
Okay. Now, is this going to be simple or is this going to be a really, really quick law one and two? I mean, is it going to be explained? In other words, is it going to be explained to where, you know, the lay person can pick up? Because I'm a lay person. I'm not a rocket scientist here. You know.
That's right.
Okay. So
law. The reason why is that law has to be understood by the average person.
Right. And this is what I want to convey is that I want to.
Right.
Yeah, I want to put this in a position where the average guy like myself can understand it. You know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Once you understand the principles, then a whole lot of other stuff starts to make sense.
Great. Yeah. Okay. All right. Continue. Yeah.
Okay. So the idea here is that if we understand these principles, then we can begin to apply it. You don't even have to know necessarily what the law is. You can say, if this is the principle of law, then I should be able to find my remedy in the law someplace. See?
Mm-hmm.
If Congress writes law, and we personally believe that when Congress writes law, it writes perfect law. The law is perfect. Okay?
Okay.
So if you're not getting the remedy that you want, you need to start looking at, you know, where the remedy is. Maybe I can basically deny you due process legally by hiding the remedy someplace else and sort of making the second thing look like a remedy, and you keep trying to get that remedy and you can't get it.
Sort of like what the IRS is good at doing. I would think. Yeah, okay.
That's right. So basically you're trying to live your life under what you understand as a normal human being, and the whole system is set up backwards and set up in such a way that you're trying to implement remedies that are not remedies,
mm-hmm.
and you're missing the remedies that are real remedies.
All right. Well, with that, we'll take a break. How's that, Joe?
Okay.
All right. This is Michael Herzog with my special guest, Joe Saladino, talking about the courts and freedom and privacy. We'll be back in three at Republic Broadcasting, republicbroadcasting.org. You're listening to The American Awakening. Stick with me.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. This is a long segment coming up, so we got some time to chat here, Joe. All right, go ahead and continue. Good. Yeah.
Okay, you can hear me okay?
You're coming in loud and clear now.
Great, okay. Okay, so the issue that we're talking about is understanding the principles of law. And so what I'd like to do is just give you some examples of biblical principles that show that God operates under the principles of law.
Okay.
And the whole idea of wanting to live in a society of law is that in a society of law, you operate under the principles of law and not according to the whims of somebody else. So, for example, under natural law, I don't have the right to take your life at will.
Okay, right.
Now, God can take my life. Okay, and the reason he can take my life is because he has a remedy. What's his remedy?
Salvation?
No, resurrection.
Well, that's salvation, isn't it? No, salvation is why you're still alive. Okay,
I'm not getting into the salvation.
All right, let's go. Go ahead.
If he takes your life, he has a remedy.
Okay.
He can raise you from the dead, right?
Right.
Okay, so there's no problem there. He can go ahead and do that. He could take your life because he's got a remedy. He has a remedy possible.
Okay.
So when we talk about, let's just give some other examples. Let's say Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve. God is going to, they've sinned. He's going to compel them to go into the world outside the Garden of Eden, and he's going to compel them to to pain and suffering and sickness and thorns and thistles and sweat of the brow and all of that. Okay?
Okay.
And so in that process of compelling them there, he has to provide them a remedy. And what is the remedy? Well, the next story that you see in the Genesis story, most people think it's about murder, Cain and Abel. But that story is about remedy. Because in that story, God shows immediately that Abel came with the remedy, and Cain came with a remedy. Which one was received?
Abel.
That's right. So the principle of law there is that if you want relief, and you if you want relief, you must exercise the remedy, not a remedy, the remedy.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm with you.
This is probably and part of this, you got the sacrificial lamb. You know, the New Testament is basically replete with issues talking about Jesus as the Lamb of the world that takes away the sin of the world and so on. Okay? He is the remedy. Okay? Now, my personal belief is that he is the remedy. I could exercise other kinds of remedies, but if I want relief, I need to look for the remedy. So that's a basic principle of law.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Is this at some point is going to tie in with the current common or the court system of today? And, you know, we were talking about dictators. If we have a dictator, well, we've got a guy in office right now, I think, that thinks he's a dictator. And he's passed or he's signed some legislation into effect that makes him look very much like a dictator. So when you talk about remedies, and I may be jumping ahead of the subject here, I don't know. But.
Well, yeah, not too much. Basically, the idea here is that whenever they compel, Congress is going to appear to compel you to do something. They have to provide you with a remedy.
Okay.
So, for example, they're compelling people to show their ID and all that sort of thing when they go to the airport, correct?
Right, yes.
Okay. If they're going to compel you to do that, they have to provide you a remedy. Do you know what the remedy is?
No. Wait a minute. If they're going to compel you to show your ID when you go to the airport, the remedy
so that you don't have to do it.
Is don't fly.
No.
No?
No.
That's what I do, because I don't fly.
You have the right to travel.
Okay.
They can't prevent you from traveling. You've got the right to travel. They have to provide you with a remedy to what they're imposing. The remedy is this, and I have physically done this. I have done this. We were taking some folks on a cruise, and we had a gal that came to the airport in Los Angeles. And she was with our group,
mm-hmm.
and I was standing there, you know, just kind of watching our group go in. And she had a driver's license that was expired.
Okay.
She had bad back problems and so on, and so wasn't driving and so on. But she had the driver's license, but it had expired. And the lady looks at her, and she says, "I'm sorry, I can't let you on this flight because your license has expired." And she says, "Look, it's still me. Okay, I haven't expired. It's still me. See the picture? Everything's still the same." She said, "I'm sorry. It has to be a valid license or I can't let you on the plane." I looked at the lady and I said, "Process her as a as a selectee."
Selectee.
Process her as a selectee.
Okay.
All right. Now, here's what happens. She didn't even look at me anymore. The lady just immediately started typing. She went in. She started typing. She hands the lady a boarding pass. We go through there. The only thing that happened different was, number one, they had to physically search her. So they searched over her, wanded her, and so on. And her bags would not go on the plane until she was physically on the plane.
Well, define selectee then, Joe.
That's just the term they use. I'm not sure why they use that word, but that's the term.
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, so you're telling me that all these times that I've taken a trip back to Indiana and to Texas and so forth, and I've elected not to fly because, you know, I don't want to go through this process, show my ID, get scanned and so forth. You're telling me that all I would have had to have done is to, have, when they ask for my driver's license, say, process me as a selectee.
You do that at the counter before you get to the security.
Okay.
You're marked as selectee. So when you come in there, you say, I'm being processed as a selectee. And then at that point, they will either wand you or, you know, they will go through a search of you.
And
they touch you or not, I'm not exactly sure.
And TSA won't call you aside, put you into some office, and question you for 2 hours.
No. It's your remedy. It's your remedy at law.
Okay.
So every time you are compelled to do something, you have to have a remedy somewhere. Somewhere there has to be a remedy.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Either it doesn't apply to you or, you know, if you're under the Constitution or you're in a process, if you're in another country, obviously that may be different. But I'm telling you, in this country, when you're compelled to do something, there's a remedy. Now, I don't know all the remedies for all the compelled performance, okay? So, I mean, I can't answer all of those. But I just know that there are some. For example, another one, Congress basically said that credit reporting agencies can sell your information to anybody who wants it for a dollar or say whatever. Okay? All right. So now they're basically allowing some other party to give your information, private information, to anybody who asks for it.
Hmm.
What's the remedy? The remedy is you can notify all the agencies that you're opting out. That means they can't sell your information. Follow?
I'm with you.
These are principles of law. So if you understand that principle of law, that whenever you're compelled to do something, there must be a remedy, if you understand that and somebody is going to compel you to do something, what's the first thing you're going to start looking for?
Well, you're going to look for the remedy.
That's it.
That's pretty simple. But I want to take you back just for a second, because you had given me an example of an expired ID. But take it a step further. If you have no ID, it still applies?
Yeah, still applies.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. I mean, the point is that you can travel as a selectee. Now, fortunately for me, it wasn't like, you know, I went and found it. Somebody sent me an email one day and recounted their experience. And I had probably read that probably not more than, you know, maybe a month or so before this actually happened. So it was just sort of through divine providence or whatever.
Okay,
you know,
so this really, excuse me for interrupting, Joe, but it sort of falls in line with all of these things that they are attempting to do with us or to us or whatever. They cannot do unless we let them. We have to be ignorant and just let them, you know, if they say, well, we got to have a national ID, blah, 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 we just roll over and let them.
Part of it is also in the contract, and that's another thing that most people don't understand, and that is that a contract is more powerful than the Constitution. If you and I write a contract, and I do not include in that contract anywhere a statement that says that this contract is written pursuant to the laws of state of California.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't put that in there, the only law of that contract is the contract itself. That's it. Nothing else. So when you look at a contract, the attorneys will always say the jurisdiction of this contract is the state of California. You just now incorporated into that contract all the laws of California.
So this would hold, I mean, the same thing holds true, and I may be going outside, you know, on a limb here, but the same thing would hold true if two people wanted to get married, let's say, and there's a
That's
preacher
right.
that married them under the eyes of God.
That's right.
But if you go get a marriage license, you have just introduced that particular state into the contract, and you're really married to your spouse as well as the state, and the state comes first.
And the state owns the fruit of that marriage, which is all the children. Okay, so there's one set of code, and I don't know if it's Illinois or Indiana. I think it's Indiana, but mm-hmm. it could be Illinois. I don't remember. It's been a while, but they actually in the code itself say why they went to the marriage license. The reason they went to the marriage license was because if you get a license, now you're under the civil code. And you can get a divorce for any reason that you want. You know, if you don't like, if you don't like the way your wife combs her hair, or the, she, you know, doesn't like the fact that the husband's getting a pot belly, or whatever the case is, under civil law, the court can dissolve the marriage. Under the common law, or under a strict contract or a covenant, you have to be able to show breach to get out of the contract.
I see.
See? So that's why you had to prove that, that the spouse was unfaithful, or whatever the oath was, or whatever the bond that you took in the marriage. You said, you know, I will be faithful to you and you alone, you know, all the things that we say in front of witnesses. This is all contract law. Okay? So okay. Now you go to a church service and you listen to this preacher get up there and pontificate about how marriage was started by God, and this is God's, you know, God's divine blessing upon humanity, and all the things that we say about what God instituted. And then the preacher says, by the authority vested in me by the state of California, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So what they've done, by the license, they now have civilized, made it civil, what would before be just a divine a contract under God. The only other party would be God. Okay?
Right, but it's not really, I mean, is, whose advantage is this really to? Is it to the state or is it to the couple?
It's the advantage, you mean, for the for, license?
Yes.
That would be to the state because own all the children.
Right. And so this is what, I mean, it ties right in with when, you know, the birthing of a child and they go to the hospital, they, you know, they stick them with a social security number before they ever leave. I mean, and I have read in
It happened way before that. It happened when you got the license. When you get a license, the children belong to the state. That's why the services, child protection services, can come in, pick up your child, and give it to another family, and there's been no trial, there's been no jury, nothing. It's not your property. Those children do not belong to you. They don't.
Well, I know. I know. I mean, it's literally. I mean, I'm speechless. I'm. It's unbelievable. And you
That's
can
right.
take this. You can take this into just about any area you wish. And you know, right. I know that you're a plethora of information and knowledge about this subject. And you have to forgive me for sounding naive here, but I am to a degree because I'm a lot like a lot of people out there that I'm getting waltzed down the path here and there and the other place. You know, because of my ignorance. Because because I haven't taken the time to, you know, to delve in and find out exactly what it is that they're doing to me and how they're doing it. Another example we may bring up is you know, I've had listeners, I've had emails and so forth, people ask me questions about the driver's license issue and the, you know, the traffic tickets and so forth. I don't know whether you go into that area, but
we can and maybe we could do some of that on the second hour.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt, but you know, my mind's spinning here with all kinds of questions. So go ahead and continue.
We'll get to it.
All right.
We'll get to it, and then if we don't finish today, we'll do it some other time.
Hey,
we'll
great.
Have fun.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So the idea here is that the Constitution is only applicable if there is no contract in place. That's a principle that we need to understand. Okay. If you're being compelled to do something or you know, something that you appears to be against the Constitution, there's only one solution to it. There's only one reason why you would be deprived of something that you thought you had under the Constitution. And that would be because there's a contract. Okay?
Okay.
So if there's a contract, the Constitution's irrelevant. I mean, I know in tax cases, people will get in there and they want to introduce into evidence the Constitution. Okay? And the judge says, you know, I'm denying that. You can't put that into the record.
And that's the reason he says that is because.
And the reason he says it is it's irrelevant.
And I've heard that. I heard that in the Irwin Schiff trial, and I heard it again, I believe, in the – was it the Larkin Rose case or Dixon Cannon? It was,
right.
But several cases they say that. It's irrelevant. And people scratch their heads and say, well, what are you talking about?
Right. Yeah. You might just as well say, Your Honor, I want to put a copy of Moby Dick in the record. you could do that.
Okay. Go ahead.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it has no relevance to the contract. See?
All right.
So that's the problem. Now, so really, what has happened through you know, the last 100 years is that slowly but surely we are the proverbial frog that's been put into tap water, and they've turned the heat up slowly but surely over, you know, over decades.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, you know, we're at the point where we're almost to boiling water, and now it's starting to feel uncomfortable, and we're wondering how to get out.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. So the problem is not really so much for us. It's really a problem for the government, because most of the contracts that are created fraudulently. In other words, you cannot give up a right and not know that you gave it up.
And we do that all the time. Okay, listen.
No, we don't. We don't do it all the time.
Oh, we don't?
But they like you to think that you did it all the time.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Well, let's expound on that when we get back. We're going to go to a break here, Joe. This is Michael Herzog with my special guest, Joe Saladino. Boy, what a guy. The American Awakening coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. We'll be back in three. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org. It's going to get better, folks. This is something for me to learn as well. Be right back.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Short segment coming up here, and I have my special guest, Joe Saladino. And I'm telling you, my mind's expanding by the minute here, Joe. Let us continue.
Well, isn't law fun?
Uh-huh.
getting to look at it, I know that I've been around family members who, after we've spent time talking about this stuff, they begin to point out the contractual relationships.
Mm-hmm.
They say, well, that's a contract. I say, yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, listen, one quick thing, and then I didn't even give out the call-in line, but my lines are loading up already, and I knew this would happen. But, you know, tell me exactly how it is that we entered into, or maybe not we, but I, or another people out there, entered into a contract that we didn't know about with the Internal Revenue Service.
Well, it's probably not, it's not very simple to do. There's lots of theories running around out there about how that happens. It could start from, like you said, not at birth of the child. It could start with the marriage license, okay, where at that point you basically have sold your child as chattel property to the state.
I see.
Okay, so if you start trying to deal with that contract at some later point in time on the timeline, okay, you may not be getting the remedy that you want because you're dealing with a contract, the wrong contract. Okay, if I have a contract with you and the next contract or the third or the fourth contract that I write with you is based upon the first contract, okay,
mm-hmm.
Then if I cancel the third or fourth contract, what does that do to the first contract?
Nothing.
Nothing, exactly.
Right.
So what we have to do is we have to begin to look at where these contracts are coming from. And what it is that we've done in order to contract with the government, and then based upon the contract with the government, you know, you can either do one of two things. You can either learn how to live within the system to get your remedies, or you can try to break the contract, and then it becomes pretty difficult to live.
I see.
Pretty hard to.
Well, I'll tell you what, our lines are getting loaded up here. You want to take some calls, Joe?
Sure, why not?
All right. Let's go. Now, we got a break coming up here in just a couple minutes, but I'm going to go to Stuart in Texas. Stuart, you're on with Joe and Michael.
Great. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, no problem. What do you got?
I'm probably jumping the gun here a little bit, but concerning Social Security number, banking accounts, you know, trying to get paid as a contractor. You do some work for somebody, and they say they can't pay you because it's their policy without a Social Security number, but then public law says that you don't have to have a Social Security number as a form of ID, it's not requirement by the law. Now, I guess I'm asking for some feedback on that and the banking accounts, how you can get banking accounts without the control number and so on.
Yeah, probably the easiest way to deal with this is in Title 26. It talks about a trade or business, and everybody has read that a trade or business is a public office. Okay.
Yeah, listen, guys, we're going to go to a break at the top of the hour.
Okay.
Stuart, do you want me to hold you over for another question?
I'll go ahead and hang up and listen.
All right, very good.
Thank you.
Then we'll go to Carrie and Steven after the break. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special and very knowledgeable guest, Joe Saladino, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. Stick with us. This is a real good show, folks. You may learn some things here. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave. It's going to get better.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect your wealth.